Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Spending a few minutes now with Westchester head football coach Bill Zwan. His squad headed to the Division II national playoffs. They will open up visiting Shippensburg in the first round on Saturday. And first of all, congratulations. It's tough to make it as an at-large, but the strength of schedule and big wins, and the kids fought through a lot this year. It's got to be satisfying to still be playing.
Yeah, you know something, Matt, when we have in the past, known we were getting in, it was just a question of where and when, and what we were going to be seated as. When you really feel like you may not be getting in, like we did this year after the game on Saturday, I really didn't think we were going to get in. So when our name came across the board, I think our kids were more excited this year than they have been in the past when they were expecting to get in, because truthfully, a lot of us had made our minds up that that was our last game Saturday. So we lucked out a little bit. A couple of things broke our way. Teams lost that needed to lose. So it's pretty exciting, when it comes to you that way.
The game last week was the PSAC title game, and you played an outstanding IUP team and really battled them, lost 24-7. But the defense really seemed to play well. It just looked like it hit a certain point where offensively you struggled to kind of get over the hump.
Yeah, it was, we talked about this last week. They're a team that you can't make mistakes against. We had a couple turnovers and some penalties, bad snaps. Just things that just stop the drive, because they're the type of team that you need to, just keep moving against. When you go backwards against them, it really hurts you. Plus, from a field position standpoint, they did what they wanted to do offensively. Our kids played great defensively, in particular Tyler Marcy, who ended up with 20 tackles. But, they just kept the ball moving, did a couple first downs, and punt when we did stop them. So we couldn't just get any, good field position. We didn't get any turnovers or anything like that. And this is the type of team where you just need a little bit of extra help to beat them. But our kids battled, and so I'm really glad they get the opportunity to play again. And then, of course, if we do get it to chance to beat Chip, then we're going to go out to play IUP, which at least we know them, so that they'll know what they're getting into.
Now let's talk about this first-round matchup with Shippensburg. Obviously, great program. You guys have had battle after battle over the years. They're 10-1, but the one was to you. You beat them 37-27, and I guess you've got to like. I mean, it's going to be a difficult matchup, but the familiarity has to help in preparation.
Yeah, it definitely does in the first week, because you don't find out until late Sunday who you're playing. So the fact that we've already got film breakdowns on them and we've played them already and have an initial game plan ideas going in helps you with the time that you miss as far as, preparing. So having somebody that you're used to or at least familiar with certainly helps us in this first week. Now, of course, like you said, they're 10-1. They are statistically, when you look at their numbers, those numbers are just as good defensively as IUP's numbers. So again, I think we're the only team that really scored any points on them this year. Every other team they played, they did a great job against. So, it's going to be a revenge setting for them, which we get. But like you mentioned before, we've had great battles with them. We always have great battles out there. So it won't be any, we won't be strangers to the setting we're going to face out there.
What clicked? Remind everybody what clicked that you were able to hang 37 on a defense playing like that?
Yeah, well, we had a big interception that set up a touchdown. Paul Dooley played really well. We made some big plays. Our field goal kicker, Andrew Ketchia, knocked a couple of big ones down for us. And, so we were able to move the ball a little bit, and our defense played well, especially in certain spots where they got the ball back to us in good field position. So a couple of the pieces you need to have happen against a team like that happened, and that's they're the kind of things we got to have happen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.